Okay, she doesn't want to use her real name, so we're just going to call her Lauren. But are we going to ask for forgiveness, or are we going to demand an apology today?
So I want an apology from my student's mom because she has enabled his bad behavior all school year. And now she comes to me asking to help him get a job.
What?
So I'm a high school English teacher, and I'm done. This is my last year. I've been feeling the burnout for a little bit, but this year just did me in. Yeah. I had a senior who just wore me down. Every day, he wanted to make my life harder. So I reached out to his mom many times. Emails, phone calls. I never got one response.
So when you're reaching out, are you basically letting her know how bad it's been in the classroom? Is she getting all this information from you?
Yes. And then him knowing that she was unresponsive just made it worse.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, why do I have to get better if my mom's not doing anything?
I'm not going to get in trouble at home. So
exactly. Like
Made your job harder.
Exactly. Like, there was no consequences for him at home.
And you're getting no backup here. Yeah.
Exactly. So there was graduation this past week. And after graduation, I got this overly sweet email just saying thank you and how grateful she is to have a teacher that cares so much for her students. You have always gone above and beyond, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, clearly, you have 1,000 emails from me that you've never responded going above and beyond to get to even talk to you.
It sounds nice. Why are you so upset?
No, she asked at the end if I would write him a job recommendation.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
There ain't no way. Is she for
so
real?
So you've literally been like, wait, your son's an absolute terror. I need your help. And she's ignored you.
Ignored the whole time.
And now she needs you to write a job recommendation.
Like, I have just never been so insulted in my entire life.
I'd be so pissed.
First off, do we feel like that's the appropriate thing for her to do?
That's the most inappropriate thing I've ever heard in my life.
It seems like a lot, yeah, after ignoring you all school year.
Poor
Lauren, like, hey,
literally has left teaching.
Because first of all, like, this is appropriate, but the fact that you're not going to teach
like,
next
you're not,
year.
Yeah, it's not like, even like go, you're done with the school year. Like, you're done. Like, you have no obligation to that school. You have no obligation. Like, you're done.
Well, what do you want from us? How can we assist in this?
I really do believe I deserve an apology for how her son acted.
Yeah.
And I just want her to admit, like, that she has been a bad mom. Like, that's what it comes down to. She really has been a bad mom.
Wow.
I don't know if any of us have the right to get someone else to admit that.
Yeah.
Ever. I mean, in any situation.
I mean, she definitely didn't do great
but I
when
do,
it came to,
but
like,
I do think what Lauren deserves is for the mom to admit, yes, I did ignore you, and that was something that I did.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's kind of, that's what
failed.
Would drive me crazy.
She failed the partnership for sure. I don't know if we can get her to say, like, I was a bad mom. From what Charlotte's explained to me is that, like, Christine is a bit aggressive. So I don't know how this is going to go when we bring them together. Lauren, hang on for one second. Don't let her know that you're on until we give her a chance to guess. And by the way, Lauren's not her real name, so we're going to try to not use real names on this. Just hang on one second, okay?
Okay.
Let me get Christine in. Hi, Christine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you again so much for coming on and agreeing to do this. I know that Charlotte, our producer, explained to you that this is a radio segment about forgiveness, and we've got somebody on that either wants to ask for forgiveness or, ask for an apology from you. Is there anybody that possibly came to mind overnight that might want to bring you on a segment like this?
I mean, the only thing I could think of was there's a new worker at our job site. She was taking food that was marked specifically for each one of us. But she has been told and warned that this has got to stop.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's not that, but, like, I am invested.
That is a crime for sure, a workplace crime. Yeah, no, it's not. So the person that wanted to bring you on today is actually your son's teacher.
Which one?
You probably don't know who I am because you've been ignoring my emails for a year. And then you had the audacity to ask me to write a recommendation for your son. Ringing any bells now?
Well, of course it is. I know exactly who you are. You've been incredibly aggressive with my son all year long. I don't understand what the problem is. Because
you don't understand what the problem is? If you read any of my emails, you would understand what the problem is.
I have a full-time job. I have two kids. I have hobbies. I don't have time to sit around answering every single email teacher sends.
You don't have time to read an email when a teacher is concerned about your child? Do you even hear yourself?
Are you married?
Talking?
Are you married?
It doesn't matter what my
personal
life is.
Are you married?
It does not matter. You don't
are
have any.
You married,
Christine? Well,
yeah, I don't know what that has to do. What
Christine,
does that have to do with
your son's teacher shared with us that she had been having major difficulty with him in the classroom as far as disruptions. Did you see those emails that she had been emails and phone calls that they had been reaching out to you all year?
It's obvious that she's not married just from the way she seems to have nothing else to do but to harass us. So I'm going to answer your question. Just
yeah,
hold on
we don't,
there.
Don't worry about it.
And maybe that's why
I have nothing else better to do than think about your son.
It's my turn. You try running a household with two kids and everything else. And not once have I gotten a complaint from any other teachers. And I think this is all about her. Because as I understand it, she's quit. So I think she just had to find some excuse, and she's blaming it on my son.
But what does that mean, though? So if you are not, just because you weren't receiving any of that feedback from anyone else, you assumed what she was saying wasn't true?
Well, I know it's not true because I know how my son has been raised, and I just think it's something that she's taking it personally. It's just, to me, it feels very petty. And I sent her a very nice letter saying, thank you for all the time you put in with my son. And if it would be possible,
because
I didn't demand it.
You were setting it up to ask me something.
Okay, Lauren, why don't you tell Christine what your objective for this phone call is?
You just need to admit that you are a bad, negligent mother.
Well, you know something, dear? I really hope to find something to keep you busy because obviously this is no longer the field for you to be in.
You're absolutely right. Because of parents like you who could not care less about your child's education and behavior.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
You need to know that you are failing your son.
Okay. Let's take a second real quick.
Christine, do you feel like you owe Lauren an apology for this?
Absolutely not. She has a job to do, and it isn't to tell me how to be a parent.
Okay.
I did my job to come to you. And I feel sorry for every other teacher if they have an issue that you continue to neglect your other child. I feel
I
very
don't think you have anything
because
to say about
like
being a parent when you've never been a parent.
Okay.
When
you
become
ruining
a parent,
teacher.
Then you and I can have another conversation.
Well, I don't even want to have a conversation.
I think clearly we've gotten our answer.
Yeah, Lauren, we're not going to be able to get an apology.
Your entitlement
here.
Is showing through the radio that you think that you are better than teachers. All we are trying to do is to help you educate your children.
Absolutely consumes you.
And
God bless you, honey. I feel sorry for you. I really hope you need to do some growing up.
And this is forgive and forget this week. We got to cut it. What just happened on the radio about 15 minutes ago was nothing less than explosive. We are still a little on edge.
Yeah, it was very, very intense.
Well, probably, I would say in the 5 years we've been here, maybe the most explosive forgive and forget we've ever had. And honestly, I don't know who was in the wrong. And that's why we decided we need to come back and kind of talk about what just happened because I don't know. I don't know who was wrong in that situation. That was two really interesting situations. So we usually Jess and I can walk away from these and be like, oh, somebody clearly was in the wrong. When there's an explosive situation, we can clearly be like, okay, this is where that went bad. I don't know in that last one, where that went south. Because I think when Lauren all of a sudden was like, I want her to admit that she's a bad mom, I was like, ooh, okay. That's a lot. But then also, when you've got Christine over here, who has basically put Lauren down by saying,
belittling her.
Who was in the wrong? Are they both in the wrong? Is one in the wrong? Like I don't know. What is the text line saying? Like
a text right here says, I'm a teacher, and this teacher is in the wrong. She's not helping herself here. She's kind of embarrassing us other teachers. You don't call another parent a bad parent and expect to get results. I don't know. I'm glad she quit. We don't need her educating our future.
I mean, yeah. 410-583-1065. I mean, I can see that side of it. Hey, Heather in Essex, good morning.
Good morning.
Where did everything go haywire here? Like, I don't even really know.
I think the mom just excuses all his
behavior. Yeah.
And the fact that she doesn't believe that it's a problem is the problem.
Yeah.
Because if there's a problem and you don't think that it's really happening, why wouldn't you talk to a teacher?
Yeah.
My son graduated last year.
Yeah.
You get an email, you respond.
Yeah. I think that's what, I mean, the whole conversation was very uncomfortable on both ends, I will say. But something that stood out to me when Christine was speaking first and saying, you know, I didn't hear anything about this from other teachers. And then for Lauren to come back and be like, actually, that's not true. There's right. so many of us that have been reaching out to you.
Right.
That was a red flag.
Well, but here's the thing. I'm just,
oh, absolutely.
Now in hindsight, though, I'm like, was this just the wrong forum to handle this in? Like, you know, was Lauren wrong now that she knows she's has no accountability with the school? Was she even wrong to ask, you know, ask her to do this? That's kind of
I mean, you can always ask. Clearly the answer is no.
Right.